This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. Today I'm sitting with Grand Chief Gord Peters of AIAI. Thank you for taking the time to speak with Nation Talk.
Good afternoon, Nation Talk.
Okay, could you tell us a little bit about what you're currently doing in your role as Grand Chief? A little bit of background?
Well, what we've been doing right now is we've been working on a process we call reclamation. And part of that reclamation is working on our governance issues. We've been working on community understanding and getting ready to try to move ourselves outside of the current processes that are available. I also take on a number of portfolios with the Chiefs of Ontario. I'm responsible for the education portfolio. I'm responsible for fiscal relations, and I'm responsible for the Hydro One negotiations.
Okay, we're here at the AFN AGA. What tops your agenda for this year's AGA?
Well, I think the whole notion is the relationship with the federal government. You know, I said this morning on a CBC interview that, you know, we've been to the far right for so long that, you know, a little bit of movement here is just shuttering the pendulum. You know, it's starting to move. But when it moves, we have to be the ones that have to be ready. The First Nations, our communities have to be the ones to be ready, because we're going to have to drive all the change that comes. We're going to have to push this government to make more change than it'll probably want to make.
So your thoughts, there was some speak this morning from some ministers. Your thoughts on the new fiscal relationship that you're speaking on?
Well, they haven't got a new fiscal relationship yet. They're in process, and we still, even after they promised to remove the 2% cap, we still have the 2% cap in place. They have said in their budget that over the next 5 years, it's $8.4 billion. None of that community has yet to reach the communities, which they're trying to sort out and figure out. So that first year is going to be virtually the same amount of funding that's going to come. Where this fiscal relationship is going to change is in the following fiscal years, because there has to be new mechanisms that are in place. Communities spend probably around 40% of their time doing administration. And that's overkill. So we have to redefine the accountability processes and make sure that the greatest degree of responsibility is back to the communities and not to the federal government.
This might be a tough one. What does reconciliation mean to you?
I think reconciliation becomes a new word that, you know, every once in a while we get a series of buzzwords that come along, and reconciliation to me is just another buzzword. And for reconciliation has nothing to do with us. Reconciliation has to do with Ontario and Canada and what they did to our people. It's about returning our stolen lands. It's about returning our stolen resources. They've apologized for stealing our children once. They're still in the process of doing something with the second time they stole our children through CAS. It's about them making things right from their end of it and us being able to be ready to be able to meet that challenge. They have both legal and constitutional obligations that they have to fulfill, which they have not done at this time.
A little on the TRC and the calls to action.
TRC will be big. A lot of people will talk about it. But to me, there's one fundamental area that we could deal with, which would be very significant for on the ground. And the Supreme Court has hinted at that already in the case of the Enbridge and the communities against Enbridge in BC. The court has said, Canadian government, you haven't done enough to be able to talk to people. You haven't done enough to engage people. You haven't done enough to carry out your duty to consult and accommodate. Not just to talk to us, but they have to make change. And so, to me, our consent is the biggest thing that could be a changer on the ground here. Our biggest change. It's in the UNDRIP that they've agreed to, that free, prior, and informed consent. And that's where I'd like to be able to do some focused work around that, so for AIAI, so that we come back to the floor and look at a process of what that consent actually means.
Thank you. Any closing thoughts for our listeners?
Well, I think we're all in a time right now of trying to figure out what's going on. We've got climate change issues that are real. We've got the world around us, which is in turmoil, and right here, right now in Canada, the fundamental process of trying to search for truth, and that truth will interfere with so many things that are out there on the land, and out of that, Canada's going to have to figure out how they want to build and maintain an economy.
Thank you for your time and thoughts.
You're welcome.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.